The Stationary Ark by Gerald Durrell. Read by Nigel Davenport. Introduction. Be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Genesis 28. And I brought you into a plentiful country to eat the fruit thereof and the goodness thereof. But when ye entered, ye defiled my land, and made mine heritage an abomination. Jeremiah 1:6. This is a book about zoos in general, and one zoo in particular, the one I started on the island of Jersey. It may be that those intimately connected with zoos may think I've been too forthright. This is because I am anxious for zoos to go on and prosper, and do better and more valuable work, and not dwindle and become extinct because of their own inertia and public criticism. In many aspects that I've dealt with in this book, I have, in fact, erred on the side of leniency. However, to those who think I have been too harsh, let me issue an open invitation to come to Jersey and criticize what we're doing. We thrive on criticism, and, we hope, learn from it. Finally, may I say this. I have attempted to deal with what I consider to be a serious subject seriously, but I've tried to leaven the loaf with anecdotes that illustrate my points and, at the same time, show the amusing side of my work. If anyone objects to what may seem on the surface a frivolous attitude, I can only point out that if I did not find the antics of myself and my fellow animals, from politicians to peacocks, irresistibly comic, I would not have the heart to do what I'm doing. The present world situation, biologically speaking, is so serious, and the future looks so dark, that one needs the fireflies.